Oh, there you have it. We're still riding high from last night's win of the Guardians over the Yankees, 7-5. Fantastic show we've had so far. Travis Hafner joined us. He'll be throwing out the first pitch at tonight's game, so make sure you're in your seats at 7:58. If he brings a tennis racket or a fungo bat out with him to the pitcher's mound and starts hitting him out before he throws him out, then you'll know where that came from.
You can blame us.
It came from this show. First pitch is scheduled for 8:08. So Gavin Williams gets a start for the Guards tonight. We'll see. You got two pitchers going tonight in Gill. Again, Williams, both guys have, limited time against each other to be able to see each other. So it'll be new for both these guys, and it'll be new for the batting orders as well. Again, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Ellis Burke's supposed to join us here in just a few moments. We're also going to have Kevin Stefanski's press conference. And then it's also, since we did a double shot of BA, we'll do a double shot tonight for game four of the show of the ALCS. It's still the show, isn't it? You get called up to the show. So we'll do a quick predicts for that. So you'll give us score of Guardians, Yankees, and then a headline, and then you do Browns, Bengals, and then Monday morning's headline. So Saturday morning's headline, Sunday morning's headline, give us the score. Please make sure you get the score in the right order. Do not say Guardians win 1-3, because then it doesn't count, and we don't do that on the show.
Doesn't count?
Oh, no. It's Broadcasting 101. You're the one that implemented this rule, whether you realize it or not.
I didn't know that there was a it didn't count.
Oh, no. We will not count your score, but if you immediately correct it and you say, okay, Guardians win 3-1, it's good, but you have to do it before we throw it out. Because if you just call up and you say, Guardians won 1-3, come on, man, you can't do that, right? That's a cringer.
It is Sportscasting 101.
That is a cringer. Let's take a couple phone calls here while we're waiting for Ellis. Curtis is in Cleveland. Hi, Curtis.
Curtis.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Good. What's up? You know my good friend Jeff over here, right? He says hello
to see you, Curtis.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Yeah, little Jeff. Hey, man, listen. You know I ain't no manager. So I don't really like a second guessing manager. But I called you yesterday, and I said he got to figure out a way to get Manzardo and Fry in the lineup at the same time. Now, they both hit 2-1 homers yesterday. But this alternating of stuff that he's doing is driving me crazy. He can put Fry as a catcher.
Can't put Fry in as a catcher. He's hurt. He's hurt. His elbow's a mess.
Oh, shoot. Well,
I just stole your thunder, didn't I?
Yeah, I take back everything I said. other than that, he did good. He got it to Claude Say. He get one out in the eighth inning to pitch the night. I mean, he did it. They only gave him one run. The pitching was outstanding.
Amen, Curtis. I don't know what else to say other than amen. Good job. Curtis, have a great weekend. Right. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, Curtis.
Larry is in Cleveland, 216-474-0092. Larry.
It's so bothering us, man. Man, the Guardians showed last night why they came in first place. They showed that resilience, man. Cleveland is back. Man, them guys, they stick together. They hold on. And I like the coach, that general manager, man, the coach. He made adjustments, man. He relied on a rookie, and a rookie came through. Man, we got a judge, man. Man, this ain't normal. You got to get help to him. Man, he got confidence, and he can't – the whole team – man, we got a squad. We go to World Series. Watch how they are growing every game. They got confidence, and then on top of that, man, the Yankees had them at the though they had them at the bottom. They looked themselves up, man. Keep going, Guardians. Let's go, man. Yeah,
Larry, man, can you get passionate about this team?
Show
man?
Some excitement for a change, Larry.
I don't feel any passion from you on this. Good job, Larry.
You and Curtis, man, you couldn't be any more dull. Guys just have no enthusiasm.
There's just no energy there.
None.
I'm not going with it. Mike is in Solon. Hi, Mike.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey. I'm 2-1 in the playoffs. I went to the first Detroit game, and then I went to the game last night. And you know what I got in for last night? $53.
Wow.
But anyway, John Kenzie, that home run, it was just like a home run he hit against Pittsburgh, dude. Off majestically into the night. And I got to say that, dude, B.A.'s call was better than Tom Hamilton's. What do you think?
I don't know.
Congratulations to both. You did a great job.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm not going there.
There's no prize.
That was good.
Rafa's was good, too, man.
I didn't understand much of Rafa's.
You weren't supposed to. I can't listen. That phone line is way over my. It's like Some people have AT&T, some people have Verizon, some people, he's got overmodulated cellular service. Mario. Hi, Mario.
Mario.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on with you?
Hey, that was, I heard Jeff say this, but that might have been the best baseball game I ever watched. After wow. I seen Judge and Stanton and Soto, and they got up, I said, oh, man, it's about to be over. Only thing to probably come close, that Rodgy Davis Grand Slam in the World Series was tough. But last night, man, that gave me 95. You know, that gave me the old school vibes, man. Like, it was a great game to watch. I think we got the energy, man. I think like, we're going to take it. No, we got to take it, man. That bat flip from Big Christmas, whoa. Hey, I'm excited. That was probably the best basketball game that I've seen. I'm not even going to lie. But that's all I got, guys. Thanks.
Hey, Mario, Rajay Davis is going to be on the afternoon show today.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that either. So we're standing by for Ellis Burks. We'll see if he is able to join us. I do know he was playing golf this afternoon, so he might have been in the middle of a good shout. So, I mean, look, if I was playing golf and I was actually having a really good round, I don't think I would call you, Jeff.
Travis was sitting in an airport waiting for a plane.
That's true.
He had time.
And
that's our kind of guest.
See, that's what we want.
Sitting in hotels.
Time to kill? Brian Anderson in Cleveland? Getting ready for the game tonight?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll talk to you clowns.
Time to kill, Baskin and Faust. 10-2.
That's our new promo. I like it. Are you concerned about the pitching staff tonight, Jeff?
Andy, I've been concerned about the pitching staff since, beginning of April.
When we realized that the five guys that were supposed to be starting,
there's one of them still left.
Good luck to anyone that doesn't know who knows who our starters are other than TBA and TBD. Those are our two favorite starters right now. I am happy that we got significant time last night out of Boyd. To think that he went five innings, I mean, that's a miracle.
Well, it could have gone six.
Probably.
Probably could have gone seven. But, hey, this is the way Stephen Vogt has managed this team in games like this. And I can't argue with it. You know, like the other day when we did Second Guess the Manager and we talked about taking Tanner Bibee out before the second inning was even over. And I said, man, I didn't like that move at all. But I can't argue with it. I can't. You're managing for your playoff life. You're trying to win that game. And Tanner didn't have it that day. And he took him out. And I thought, man, okay, that's a bold move. I don't like taking the starter out in the second. And in the regular season, you wouldn't have. But Stephen Vogt was trying to win that game. Good for him. And I would like to say, could say, that he's using, you know, going to the bullpen just a little earlier every time. And, you know, this guy's being asked to do something he didn't do. And then this guy is, and this guy is, and this. Except it's kind of working, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're three wins away from going to the World Series. Now, I know the Yankees are two, but imagine that. You're three wins away from going to the World Series.
Are you rolling out the same lineup tonight or no? What are you doing? It's a righty-righty. I mean, the last night they started righty, tonight they're starting righty.
Hard-pressed not to.
Are you trying to figure out a way to get Fry? I hate to say it.
I might start Bo Naylor tonight. I don't think I would start Schneeman. I think I would probably start Will Brennan. And I know that screams that David Fry and John Kenzie Noel are sitting on the bench right now. I'd start Manzardo. Imagine that. The two heroes from last night might not be in the lineup today.
Well,
that's possible.
I'm going to throw this option. I want to hear your option too, Dan, on this. Can you play Manzardo at first base?
Why would you?
Because Naylor can't hit the ball right now. He is not really struggling, Jeff.
I wouldn't. Josh Naylor, without him, you're not here. I'm playing him. The only thing I wonder, it looked like he
tweaked. And that way you can have Fry and Manzardo in the lineup.
Looked like he tweaked something last night on that stretch on the Jimenez ball. Looked like he tweaked something. I hope he's okay. Andy, you got to start Josh Naylor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think you have to start Josh Naylor and hope that he gets one swing to get this thing rolling and maybe can just start cooking again, because man, that dude is colder than cold right now.
It's right in the middle of
had two
lineup.
Hits in game two.
I don't know. It's just, it'd be interesting to see. I think I would go back with the same lineup I started last night. I'd go right back at the same thing, and then
Schneeman?
Why not?
Not Will Brennan?
Well,
Brennan had a double last night.
Yeah, Schneeman didn't do anything at the plate last night. So yeah, or Noel.
Imagine that, the two come heroes back with from Noel? Last night because going lefty righty like he does. I might not be in the lineup.
I love having Noel to be able to bring him off the bench, especially after last night, but. If you think he can get you a hit compared to Schneeman, then maybe. He's got a tough decision. I can't wait till the lineups come out. All right, we'll come back. We do want to talk about the other big story yesterday, the announcement of the Browns heading out to Brook Park, or at least everything seems to be lined up to make that happen, especially after the mayor's office decided to have a press conference right before Game 3 of the ALCS. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.